You just listen at me, you see some things that we lacking, things that we need, and things that God is blessing us with. If you just listen. Because I may be on the same theme, but I'm not saying the same thing. You have to listen. We're dealing with man's soul. Dealing with man's soul. With his soul. Look at the book of Acts 20 and 28. Acts 20, the book of Acts. Chapter 20 and 28 verse. Listen well, if you will. It says, take heed therefore unto yourselves and to all the flock over which the Holy Ghost has made you overseers to feed the church of God, which he hath purchased with his own blood. We're not to take preachers, he's dealing with the preachers. We're not to take the flock lightly. Not to take the flock lightly. I don't find out, been preaching long enough to know God is nothing to play with. Play with a rattlesnake, but don't play with God. God knows he's nothing. Favor. We take Jesus' church too lightly. We take God too lightly. You better think about your soul. You better think about your soul. Look at Hebrews for me, if you will, and 13 and 17 also. Hebrews 13 and 17. It said, obey them. He's talking with the church now, to the church. Obey them that have rule over you. And submit yourself. For they watch for your soul. As they that must give account, that they may do it with joy. And not with greed. For that is unprofitable for you. It ain't good for you. When we don't obey what the preacher tells us through the Bible. Matter of fact, it even hurt the church. Folks don't have no respect for the church. When we don't do what it said, it don't profit us nothing much. The folk don't see Jesus in the church. We don't take it lightly. That means so many folks in the world don't respect the church. Because they see church folks, everything, everywhere they go, they be there, and everything we're doing, we're doing it, and you got to respect what the Bible's saying. And they can see Jesus in us. Man need to know some things about his soul. Take his soul too lightly. Look at the neighbor and say, don't take your soul lightly. Take it lightly. Take it lightly. You don't watch yourself. You'll put more emphasis on your body and ignore your soul. See, we care more about our body more than our soul. Soul can't stop living. It got to keep on living. It's a living soul. Not a die and over soul, but it's a living soul. Living soul. And this, what the devil wants us to do. The devil wants us to ignore our soul and put emphasis on our body. He ain't too much concern for the house than he that for that in the inside, the body, the soul. This body is just a house, but the soul to live in. But the devil at that soul. Jesus at the soul. Not so much the body, but what? The soul. The soul. Both of them at the soul. We stopped off on last Sunday telling you that we have found out that we don't know much about our soul. We don't know much about our soul. You ought to study some books about your soul, especially the Bible. Your soul. The devil will use your body, but he'll damn your soul if you don't watch yourself. Both of them want the body. God wants the body to be used. The devil wants the body to be used, but the soul get right, then it'll direct the body. Direct the body. And not only that, God will give the soul power to direct the body if you want to be directed the right way. Soul tell the body what to do. But the devil use the body to control the soul. I can't help myself. Some things are hard, but that's where Jesus steps in. He give us power to overcome what the devil loves the body to do. Both of them use the body, but the soul controls the body. And that soul gonna do what that God, that over it, said to do. And this is what the devil wants us to do, to obey him. Can't you thank God for the word of God? First of all, we need to know the soul creator. We need to know who created the soul. When you get to know who created the soul, and then you'll know how to control your body. But you first got to get the soul together. And I found out I've been studying this soul, and God got me on it. I promise you, he got me on it. He got me on it. When we die, God, oh man, all of us gonna die, just about some of them gonna be caught up in a rapture. When we die, our soul are still in the state of consciousness. And knowledge of what are still going on and alive. After leaving this earth, our soul is still alive. That's what we got to understand. You'll be surprised that so many folks think when they're dead, it's over. You'll be surprised. Somebody looking at me right now, feel that when I die, it's over. You just finna live. You been listening to me now? So take your time, Walker. And you'll be surprised how the devil have deceived folk by the billions. I said by the billions. If I just control my body, I go be with the Jesus. I can do good things, all that kind of thing. But what about your soul? If you ain't got Jesus on the inside, to control that soul, the devil have you eating out his hand. And you'll get to a point. Have you heard folks say, I can't help it? Won't you stop? I can't help it. Won't you stop doing I can't help it? Why? Because the devil got a hope for that what? Soul. And that soul tell that body, do what? Get it. Steal it. Do it. Don't do it. Do it. The poor body don't know what to do sometimes. If God not controlling your soul, the devil controlling. I promise you right now. Both of them want the soul. You're the living soul. You can't never stop living. Conscience. When the body dead, it's gone. But that soul is still living. Somewhere. And my brother and sister. It is the soul that caused the body to be alive. And knowing what we will be when we leave here forever. The devil or with Jesus forever. We'll be one of the two now. Don't fool yourself now. Don't let the devil deceive you by, I got a second chance. Ain't no second chance. When you miss this one, it's over. Don't be deceived by the devil in these last days. When you die, it's over. There's no second chance. Don't let nobody fool you. There's no second chance. You have one chance. There's not but one chance to go to heaven. That's right now. There ain't no two chances. You had to get your soul. Your soul be crying and sometimes. Won't he get me straight? Or won't she get me straight? You're going to live with one of the two. And my brother and sister, we need to know something about our own soul. You need to know something about I. Huh? You need to know something about me. You're me. You need to know something about you. You don't know all about you. You don't know all about you. No, you need to get to know about you. Not just body, but you on the inside. Go to the doctor. He said, no, you can't. And this stuff will make you sick. This right here gets you well.
Yes, sir.
But can't nobody work on that but the law of the soul. You can't go to the doctor because my soul crying. He ain't got no medicine for that anymore. Only Dr. Jesus can work on both. But the soul is the most important to work on. Because the soul, God give power to overcome, but the devil want me to get killed over.
All right, all right. Yes, sir.
And he give you power. Power in the soul. And we don't care too much about our soul. God of mine. And my brothers and sisters, the soul is the image and the likeness of God. A soul is the breath of life, the natural life, his own self. Everybody said, myself. Own self. A man's soul is the spirit that proceeds from God. That form, that means shape of God. The living being, that's you. We're just looking at the house, the soul living. I don't really see you. I see what you live in. You see what I live in. That's the holy name. And my brothers and sisters, Man's soul, I said, is a spirit that proceeds from God. Form and shape of God, a living being. The invisible part of man, the inner side man, the breath, breathe into his nostril. He became a what? God Almighty. And my brothers and sisters, the soul is designed for everlasting life. Life is in the soul and not in the body. Life is in the soul and not in the body. Shoot me, I'll be dead. But my soul still lives. I shoot you, you'll be dead, but my soul is still alive. You don't hurt people, I don't hurt people, say it many times until we learn better. Shoot him. It's over. It's not over. Somebody shoot me right now. It's not over. My life may be over here, but my soul got to rest somewhere. And every man here is responsible where you want your soul to live forever. God fixed it like that. Through simple believing that he is the Christ, the living God. When a man can give his soul to Jesus, his soul going to stay with God forever. Breathe into his nostrils. The breath of life, he became a what? Living. Keep on living. God Almighty. The soul is free from the body. When Adam sinned in the garden, God sent his son in this world to get man's soul born again. So take your time, Walker. When Adam sinned in the garden, God sent Jesus to get Adam's soul straightened out again. Remember that now? He's sitting here. That means you to come on the scene because the soul got messed up. And can't nobody work on the soul but nobody but Jesus Christ. But God himself. So the soul got to be born again. Not your body. Your soul. He sent Jesus here to get the soul born again. Not the body. Not the body. Nicodemus didn't understand. I've got to go back to my mother womb. You know you can't get back in your mother womb. Y'all, I can know the question about that, but you said, I'm gonna go back to him. How do you get back in your mother womb? You grown, fella. You big as your mama. How can you go back in her? I'm going to go back in my, but he didn't understand. And I'm supposed to understand right now. Yes, sir. See, your body can't get born again, but what? Your soul. That's right. Our soul got to be what? Born again. God is spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Your soul is spirit. So if the soul is spirit, I'm got to have a doctor of spirit. Got to have a doctor who knows how to work on.
Yes, sir.
Soul.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. I can't get no fleshly doctor because I've got a problem on the inside. Right. So I'm going to call a doctor from heaven. Yeah. His name is Jesus. He come to work on our what? Oh,
That's right.
That's being Jesus come in the world. We got to understand. Jesus come to work. Jesus do miracles. And look at Jesus. Look at him. He come to work on our soul.
That's right. That's right.
He come to get something straightened out that man got messed up in the garden. Ever since then, his soul have to be what? Born again. Not your body. Not your body, but your what? Soul. Nicodemus, you must be born again. Nick, you're doing pretty good, but you got to be what?
Born.
You're doing good work, but you got to be what? Born again.
I know you don't steal, you don't rob, but you got to be what? Born again. Adam messed you up way back yonder. And because what Adam done, you can't go back to heaven until you get what?
Thank you.
Not your body. See, not your body. But your what? Cunningham Reed. Paul, you know, he's not here. Bless his heart. His wife in the hospital. Let's pray for him and his wife. Hallelujah. But Cunningham, read St. John 3:3. And then go to 15. God Almighty.
Jesus answered.
Listen.
And said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again,
God Almighty,
he cannot see the kingdom of God.
You can't even what? Except you be what?
Born again.
My body? No. But my what? Soul. Lord Almighty. Adam got messed up from the inside and not from the outside. God Almighty. His soul was sin against God. Got to be born again. Everybody say born again.
Born.
That blew out my mind. Because Nicodemus, he had all the degrees, but he didn't understand that. How can these things be? God Almighty. Look at 15 through 19. Take your time, Walker.
That whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life.
Eternal. The soul got to keep on living. That's what you're dealing with. See, the soul can't stop living. That means it got to be born again. Read on, Paul.
For, I got you.
No laughing, me. Read on, Cunningham.
For God so loved the world.
Listen.
That he gave his only begotten Son.
Yeah.
That whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life.
Watch this. We've been, ever since we've been in this world, we've been hearing that.
Yes.
Just that little simple truth. John 3:16. Sometimes most of them never believe what it said, wouldn't understand what it was saying. Born again. Here, man, with all his degrees, but still can understand this. God Almighty. These are spiritual things. Not physical, but what? Spiritual. You can't see spirit. God Almighty. You must be. Gotta be. Born again. God Almighty. Got to be born again. Read on.
For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved.
He didn't come here to condemn us. We already were condemned when he got here. We're already messed up. Already on our way to hell. See, we got to realize what Jesus come in the world for. He come for your soul. The soul got messed up. God Almighty. And he is the only one that God sent from heaven. Not Gabriel. Not Michael. Not Matthew. I heard about it. But Jesus. My only begotten Son. The same man lost soul. That's how important a soul is to God. Got his only begotten soul. We got to know what Jesus come in this world for. Our soul. Read on, Paul.
And,
that's all right.
And he that believeth on him is not condemned. But he that believeth not is condemned already. Because he have not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God.
You're already messed up.
right.
See, you're already condemned. You're already condemned because what you done done. Yes. You turned down Jesus.
Yes.
You forgot what I sent him in the world for. I sent him here to save your soul.
That's right.
Not your body so much, but your what? God is spirit. And they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. He come because our soul got messed up. God Almighty. We take Jesus lightly, but we take our soul too lightly. This is what Jesus come in the world for. All the other miracle was secondary. This was number one here. Healing the sick, secondary. Feeding the 5,000, secondary. Walking on water, secondary. But when it comes down to your soul, that's number one. This is what I come in the world for, to save your soul. Not to put on no show for y'all, no. I come to save your soul. Heart of mine. Then what I come in the world for. Folks need to know that. Young folks need to know that. Some old folks need to know what Jesus come in the world for. Read on, Paul.
And this is the condemnation.
Yeah.
That light is come into the world. And men loved darkness rather than light. Because their deeds were evil.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
The body love.
Mess.
I said the body love it in. But if you get the soul straightened out, it'll control the body. That's mean you rather walk in darkness rather than the light. See, when you give your life to Christ, you have a spiritual spotlight on you. Can I say spotlight? Folks can see some realness in you. Folks can see that look out in you. Folks can see you want to live for Jesus. Because you got a light shining from the inside. And when the light shines from the inside, for you used to steal, you don't steal no more.
That's right.
For you used to dig ditches, you don't dig ditches no more. You make a pathway for folks now.
That's right.
You're in the dark. You don't know you're in the dark. But it's a spiritual darkness. But when that soul get light,
come on now.
And Nicodemus call it born again.
Yeah.
When you get born again,
yeah.
The inside,
yes,
get born again. And then it tell that where that body used to steal.
Yeah.
Where that body used to steal.
Yeah.
That soul said, don't do that no more.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Steal no more.
Right.
Now, you're being controlled now by your inside.
Yeah.
Not your outside.
Yeah.
It's outside. Love this world.
Yes, sir.
So that's where it come from, this world.
Yeah.
But Paul with Paul, that's that.
That's
the wrong way to look at it.
All right.
What is profit, man?
Yes,
sir. To gain the whole world.
Yes, sir.
And then watch it now and lose his own
soul.
I come to save your what?
Soul.
If I get your soul right, I got some more stuff for you for your body.
That's right.
Matter of fact, what I got for you, take the appetite with your body loves.
That's
the power of God on the inside. God of my, because this old body love junk, love mess, love things you can see, but on the inside is God. And that soul been changed. And then your whole life changed. The old folks said, well, I used to do. Then the old folks, we don't say it too much now, but because we're doing everything now, but anyway, and y'all haven't seen nothing yet, see. What I used to do, I don't want to do it no more. Why? Because I've been what? Changed.
That's right.
I've been changed. Something don't happen to my life.
Yeah.
What's wrong with you? I don't change.
Yeah.
The soul on the inside doesn't change.
Yeah.
I don't steal no more.
Yeah.
I don't drink no more liquor.
Yeah.
What's wrong with him? There ain't nothing wrong. I not yet been what? Changed.
That's right.
Been changed. God will change your life. Well, you used to steal popcorn, you ain't going to steal it no more. I'm just using popcorn. There's no more corn that we need to stop doing. But where you used to steal, you don't steal no more. Where you used to dig ditches for folk, you don't do it no more. You put a bridge across there now. God Almighty. Because you've been what? Changed. God Almighty. Bless His holy name. And this is what God does. Look at 2 Corinthians 9:15 for me. God Almighty. Bless His holy name.
Thanks be unto God.
Listen now.
For His unspeakable gift.
God Almighty. Thanks be to God. But here's what? We will never fully understand the power of the Holy Spirit. We'll never understand when Jesus said, God is my Father. The gift. The gift. Matter of fact, it's unspeakable. We can't really understand it. We can't come up with nothing. Matter of fact, it's blow man's mind. Man will never fully understand how God fixed this thing. But all we know, I've been what? Changed. No, folks, I don't do what I used to do. God, is unspeakable. I don't fully understand. I don't feel a habit right now. I may not never get it until I get to heaven, but right now, I know I've been what? Changed. Can't explain it, but I know I've been what? God Almighty. If that ever happens to some of y'all in here, don't fool me now. Don't be fooling me now. This thing is real. If it wasn't real, I couldn't talk about it. Some stuff you used to love, you don't walk off from it. Can I just use some simple, you know, I ain't worried about it, but if I used to love popcorn, I don't love it no more. But when you love that mess, you don't love it no more.
That's right.
But you can't fully understand it.
That's right.
Oh, folks, you sing them hymns. I don't change. Been in my life. Oh, I don't know what they mean when they say that. Oh, but hey, it's been a change. That's what you're saying. It's been a change. Well, then they had apron on too, but when I was a boy, go to church with an apron on then. They ain't trying to show no hat and no religion. Hallelujah, glory to God. Some of y'all young folks know about that. I have seen it many times. And them old sisters around there ain't trying to be cute or nothing, boy. They're shouting around there, hey, I'm glad I've been born again. Ah! They shout. I said they shout. They be bragging on what's going to happen to them. We don't brag on it no more. Hey, I'm glad I've been born again. Hey, I don't know what the hell was up with hey. On the inside.
Yes,
my soul happy. But when that soul get hot on the inside, it makes you start moving some on the outside. You can't help yourself. Hey, Then you sing song.
Yes.
He's dealing with the body.
Yes.
With the soul here, not the body.
Yes.
And my brothers and sisters, we must understand that God created all men in his image and likeness. And still it is so many unsaved people who display certain traits of the original image of God. I'm talking about the original, talking about the creation of God. Some of his qualities of God. Some small quality. What you trying to say? I'm trying to say, it's one thing that we need to understand. Some people still can be good and not be born again. We can see the traits of the original. The original. Image of God. In other words, we can see some things that is in God, in you. God Almighty. That's on the outside. In other words, I've never been born again. Some folks just good folks. That's a trait of God. Because he is what? The image. Not born again now, but what's in the image? I hope y'all get my point here now. In the beginning, God created the heaven and earth. And God blew the man not. He came to what? A living soul. Now, we show some traits of Jesus, of God, but never been born again. I know I'm right. They can see some traits. Watch this now. In the likeness of God. The traits. Some small traits. Just one thing that we need to understand. Some people still can be good and not be born again. Because we see some traits in some people. Listen at some of the traits of God that people show but never have given their life to Jesus. Watch this. Peace. It's some folks in the world ain't never met Jesus. Yes, the peaceful.
That's right.
That's a trait of the original.
That's right.
Still not saved. They don't like raising no sand. They just that's a trait of God. God Almighty. Y'all get my point now. You see, some folks never been born again, but they got a lot of joy. Just joy. Everything seems to be just as jolly as they can be. Like they ain't got to worry. Like you don't worry about nothing. Just a trait. You're just a trait of God. That's one of his what? Traits. God Almighty. But never been born again. Don't know nothing about Jesus Christ. These folks don't got love. Some folks just love people. Just love people. You know, I just love people. They're like folks love dogs and cats. I just love people. That's right. I just love people. It's just a trait sometimes of God. Sometimes we can see folks love to give. A gift. Just love to give folks. They get joy out of giving folks. Some, you see, got good homes, good families. All that good family, honorable among all men, faithful to all, but yet still never met Jesus.
That's right.
I know I'm telling the truth.
Right.
You got the original statue of God, and it says, and he made me in his what? And we take on some good traits. That's when he told Nicodemus, I know you're doing all right. You ain't doing nothing. You don't steal. You don't run around. Do nothing. But you need to be what? God Almighty. But look at that. Turn to John for me. John 3, 1 through 7. God Almighty. Y'all better listen at me. God dealing me with your soul. Something about your soul. We ignoring our soul. God Almighty.
There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him.
Nicodemus never been born again. But he know this. Y'all get my point now? Nicodemus ain't nothing about his life, but Nicodemus was a pretty good fella. Respectful and all like that, you know. But read on.
Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God.
You can't even what? Got good trace of the original creation. In the image of God. A lot of good folk. A lot of folks there. A lot of folks there. But yet still, you've got to be what? God Almighty. Trying to get y'all to see a point here. God Almighty. See, when you've been born again, everything changed from the inside. If you work good, you're going to get better. Hallelujah. Because you've been what? Born again. You become God's child until you get what? Born again. Oh, boy. Read on, Paul. I'm going to say God.
Nicodemus saith unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born?
See, he didn't understand. How can it be?
Yes, sir.
I can't get back in my mother's womb. You know that. Read on, right quick. My time running out.
Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God.
Yes, sir.
You got to do it my way.
Yes, sir.
I got water, but most of all, the Spirit.
Yes, sir.
See, the water just showing, well, some signs I've been buried.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's it.
When we see folks, young folks, when you see folks, see the preacher baptizing, what he's doing, he's getting rid of, in the spirit realm, he's getting rid of his old life.
Yeah.
See, that means he buried me back in the ground.
Yeah.
This old clay him. He buried it back in the ground. See, born again. And when you bring him up, that's a symbol of what? I'm born again. That's just a symbol. That washing water don't save you. See, I'm being saved because I'm being obedient toward God. God said, be baptized. That shows the example of losing your life and then giving it back to Jesus. I'm burying old Walker. Getting rid of old Walker.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
And when I come up, I'm new. That's when we baptize. Baptize, I'm going to say it again. Baptize does not save nobody. Water baptism don't save nobody.
That's right. Come on.
Because a lot of folks say, I'm going to be baptized. No, you better get saved first. Then be baptized. Because you're showing obedience. Now watch it now. If I miss being baptized in the water, I still going to be saved.
That's right.
Water baptism don't save nobody.
That's right.
We just being obedient towards what God done said. To show them example that I'm getting rid of my old body. When I come up, I got a new body.
That's right.
I got a new life when I come up. But it doesn't save nobody.
That's right.
What saved folk is the spirit. The soul got to be born again. Not the body. The body can't be born again. But the soul must be. If you want to go to heaven, you must be born again. Read on.
That which is born of the flesh is flesh.
It's flesh.
And that which is born of the spirit is spirit.
That is born of the flesh when they pull you out the womb. Born of the flesh. that. Born of the flesh.
Yes,
born of the flesh.
Yes.
But spirit is different.
Yes, sir. Uh-huh.
See, but when it comes down to spirit, my soul is being born again. It don't change my life. And because it changed my body, my soul, guess what? The old folks said, I don't do what I used to do. The power is in the soul. The spiritual part. Where I used to beat folks around the head, I don't do it no more. I've been changed. See, this right here can do anything. But on the inside, I've been changed. Why, you to hit him on the side of the head, I just rub it down. Because I've been what? Changed.
Law number 18,
it controls my body.
Law
when that
18,
body,
0,
get that Holy Ghost on the inside, change, get that body. That soul changed, it changed my whole body.
Thank you.
I don't get drunk like I used to. You won't get rid of some liquor, get bone again. What happened to the body when that soul gets born again? You get humble. You're taking on the trace of Jesus Christ. You're not a hellraiser no more because I've been born again. When you see folks running around in hell, you better check your salvation out just about. He's coming to straighten them out. See, he's coming to make this body start acting right where folks can see Christ in us. I'm telling you, I'll be born again every time I see you, you drunk. Something wrong somewhere.
That's right.
Saying you've been born again every time I see you, you at somebody else's house.
That's right.
Where you ain't got no business to be. When you're born again, he controls his body.
That's right.
His body would do anything. But since I got Jesus on the inside, it don't let me do what I used to do. I may have a desire, but the power of the Holy Ghost changed my mind.
Preach up in here.
The power of the Holy Spirit on the inside. That soul, we missed the soul, Paul. I'm praying for somebody. I ain't heard from them yet, but I'm praying for somebody. They just get drunk. I'm just using drunk, but so many more things. Bad and drunk, but drunk. Just getting drunk. I'm praying for them. I just praying. Man. I said, Lord. I ain't heard from them yet now, but I'm still praying.
Yeah.
Don't give up on your prayer.
Because
they're whiskey messing them up.
Right.
I said, Lord, you tell me my prayer. I said, Lord, when they drank some liquor, let it taste like chest oil. I'm not lying. I ain't heard yet. I ain't heard. God ain't told me nothing, so I ain't saw no evidence yet. I see a little, but not all the way. Don't give up on your prayer. Pray for folks. Isn't that right? Don't let that stuff control you. When you get ready to change it, it changes that cast away. You know they ain't going to drink that stuff. That's what God does sometimes. When you come on the inside, his body loves that kind of mess. But when you get on the inside, God changes enough to change that outside. Well, I used to steal, I don't steal no more. Because my inside been straightened out. And when God straightened the inside out, the outside know how to act. That means so many folks can get mad so quick. Because we're letting this outside. And sometimes folks never been born again. When you've been born again, you gotta have some change somewhere in your life. We ought to see some kind of change. Not all the way, we don't walk out this thing, God, but something you just drop off anyway. But folks lying. Y'all to stop lying so much. Some folks expert on just lying. Love to tell lies on folks. Lord, I'm telling you, I got to be changed. Go to those who I love. About what? Keep on doing that. If you've been born again, he'll flip you back home. But some folks never been born again. Oh, boy. Same thing. thing about this thing. It's, some drunk folk can get drunk. And they do anything drunk. And sometimes, Lord, move this. If you drunk, get drunk, just tell them to move that mess from you. Well, you won't get drunk, and folks see you drunk. Know when you're drinking it. All that kind of stuff. And when God let the Holy Ghost start working on his side, he started letting that stuff taste like castor, Kestrel, Epsom salt. Or some medicine you take, or some medicine you take it, make you frown up. And God fixed you up, you fixed up. Your soul, our soul, is not by the body, it's the soul. It's the soul, the image of God, it's the soul. And when God gets the soul straightened out, everything else echo right. But you have to pray all the time. You see, where you stopped off, brother?
At six,
we don't.
Marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again.
That's the key. Not the body, but the soul got to be born again. The soul got lost in the garden. That's where it got lost in the garden. And God sent his only son in this world to convert our soul. Not our body, but our what? Soul. God Almighty, our soul. We finna go when I read this verse. Watch this. My brother and sister, many people can display some small traits of God every day in this local church and out of the local church. The devil wants our soul any way that he can have it. He don't care how he try to get it, and he at your soul every day. That means Bible says pray all the time, pray without ceasing, because the devil sleep with you. He walk with us. He talk to us. If you don't watch yourself, he'll use you. That's when you pray. Read your Bible where you know. Listen at your pastor. What he tell you? God Almighty. He watches over your soul. I'm not sitting here to watch over your body. I'm here to watch over your what? Soul. God Almighty. Your soul. Look at John 10 and 10. 11. Read me through. God Almighty.
The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly.
That's all the devil come for. To steal. The devil come to church all the time sometimes. Everybody know that. He loves hanging around church. And he come to steal, kill. He'll shake your hand and steal yesterday. He wants you to die at the same time. He'll hug you in his mind saying, die.
That's right.
That's the devil.
Yeah.
That's all he comes from.
That's right.
And when a man not born again, he may do anything. God, you want to have to keep us. We can't keep ourselves. We're kept by the power of the living God. Only way to be killed is through the power of God. But the thief, the devil, he loves mess. He loves to kill, steal, and destroy. If you got any good people walking together, you're having fun, but just having fun, enjoyment. But if the devil comes down, it's going to mess everything up. Because he comes to steal, kill, and destroy. He don't love nobody, especially the saints of God. He hates the saints of God. He hates the ones that he's using. But they don't understand that. You get his work done. Don't realize you get his work done. But when you get born again, you change your form. what I used to do. I don't do it no more because I didn't change. I got me another boss. I have another supervisor.
Thank you, Jesus.
Not only he done told me through his word what right and what wrong, but sometimes you get tempted, he give you power to overwalk over it. He know how to heart. All of us may get weak, but sometimes you have to step in and let him walk over it. He got wrong and right in here. But sometimes we get weak. And when you get weak, he give you strength. You walk over sometimes traps, and the devil wants to trap you all the time. The devil wants to harm you all the time. Because he come to do but two things. Steal, kill, and destroy. The devil don't care nothing about us. Especially folk who love Jesus. He'll use your body until you get killed or die. But God take care of the saints. When you try to obey God. And what I love about the law, he said, I don't put no more on you than you can bear. I know what you can bear. When you got your trust in God, God the one take care of you. You got to put your trust in him. You got to trust him. You got to trust him. Don't tempt God, but guess what? Trust God. God will take care of me. You know you're weak. What you going away for? Have you heard folks say that? Know you weak. Know you get drunk. You used to get drunk. Know you gamble. You used to gamble. Know you run around. You used to run around. What you going over there for then? Don't tempt God. Don't try to show out. He'll keep you if you got a desire to be kept. But you got to have some common sense to help keep yourself. I've been a gambler all my life. Now, him gambling and won a lot of money. Gambling. Now, I'm going where they're gambling. What you going there for? Wait, please. Well, I'm just going. For what? For what? Look at folks gambling. Weak. Stay around there too long, and they'll make you go in the back pocket. What happened to you, man? Oh, no, man. You ain't got no business over there in the first place. The devil wants you. But when you've been born again, you can put your trust in God. You can deem it, you've been a good fellow, but you got to be born again. You didn't steal. You didn't do this, you didn't do that. But you need to be what?
Born again.
We know some folks like that. Good folks, in a sense. Moral, good life. But yes, dear, need to be born again. Because sometimes I don't talk to folks that know so many people have. You have. He said, well, I don't bother nobody. I don't go to church, but I don't bother nobody. I stay at home and young. I heard folks talk like that, see. You ain't got to bother nobody. You can stay in the house and lock yourself up and still need to be born again. Regardless of what you're doing or where you're at or what you want to do, you've got to be born again if you want to go to heaven. Now, if you don't want to go to heaven, that's your business. See, Jesus will come here to get us born again. Our soul. I'm still dealing with this soul. God told me folks don't know much about their souls. They're getting confused with the body. That soul. got to be born again. The devil's slick. This may be good. Now I said he's slick. He ain't about to be no fool. And he'll have us. Nobody bothering us. We ain't bothering nobody.
That's right.
But just don't get born again.
Yes.
He still got you. The devil still got you. You got you. Well, I don't do good. I don't bother nobody. See, the devil, to see you like that. Now, you're all right. You're all right. You don't do like the folk next door or across the street or your friends. You know, you're good. You're good to your family. You know, blah, 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 blah. Shoot. You're all right. Look what God loves. In a way to deceive you.
That's right.
Yeah. Nicodemus had a good moral life.
Yeah.
But Jesus looked at it and said, but you need to be born again. When you get born again, you ain't going to be perfect.
Amen.
But it gives you strength to overcome what some of the things you used to do. Nobody perfect. And if once somebody walked through that coffin, that was Jesus himself.
Yes.
The things you used to do, you'll stop doing something.
Yes, sir.
That you know it ain't right.
Yes, sir.
You'll get to moving, growing in grace.
Yes.
Dropping off little by little.
Yes.
Well, I used to dig dishes, I ain't got to dig no more. For my friends to fall in, my buddy to fall in, my enemy to fall in. Well, I used to gamble, I don't gamble no more. Well, I used to run around. I don't run around no more. Well, I used to shoot folk. I don't shoot them no more. He's growing in grace. In the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And more you study God's word, it gets down in your soul. God will start again your understanding. And pray all the time. Pray without ceasing. Means of to always pray. And God will give you strength to overcome the things that you thought you'd never overcome. God knows He'll do it. He'll take some of the taste out your mouth where you used to get drunk. I don't hear a lot of folks say, well, he don't took the taste out of my mouth. That's when you have a desire to follow Jesus. Let us stand. I didn't say walk out, but let us stand. Don't get me wrong now. That's your business. I'm pastor.
Yes, sir.
That's your business. But yet still, you ought to be obedient. Somebody may want to give their life to Jesus. Ask your person to save him. He have it so simple. If a man confess the Lord Jesus with his mouth and believe in his heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, he said, thou shalt be saved. Will there be one want to give your life to Christ as your personal Savior? You may come now. Oh.